You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
If the blood-thinning drug Xarelto cause you serious bleeding problems, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns. Let's hear from the head coach of your Cleveland Browns now, Mike Patton.
Statement on Andy. I'm not going to add to that further at this point with any details. We're following our internal protocol. But I will say that in the short term, that the room will be handled by George DeLeon, and we'll also move Kurt Roper in there as well. So those two, in addition to the strong leadership in the room, we feel that there will not be a significant drop off. I'll open it up.
Mike, could you take us through the reasons behind the Terrence West trade?
I think Terrence's issues here were well documented. And we felt the decision was best for us moving forward and potentially best for him.
Did you sense any of the maturity issues from him when you interviewed him prior to the draft last year?
I personally did not. I'm not going to go into what was in his draft file, but I personally did not.
Was there any... Some of the comments I think you made Friday on our conference call were similar comments you've made about Terrence over the past year. Was there anything in the past week that was the final tipping point for this, or was it just a...
No, I always speak to a body of work, and then you also, especially at times when you're making roster decisions, you'll hit the pause button and just kind of look at trends over time. And as I said, without going into too much detail, that we feel it was best for us moving forward, and I feel like a fresh start would be good for him as well.
Do you have any updates on Duke?
No, it's given that we're in a game week, that we'll issue that injury report on Wednesday.
Do you need to add a running back from the outside?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into the roster stuff. I mean, we're confident that when we get to New York, that we'll have the running backs that we have out there will be, sufficient.
Mike, I know you have said that you want three quarterbacks on campus during the season. I guess the question is, why add the third quarterback to the active roster as opposed to the practice squad?
Well, Austin is a guy that his name has come up often, that he's played some quality minutes in this league. He does not have practice squad eligibility, so the only way to get him was to put him on the 53. Also, just given still the uncertainty, we feel good without going into detail. We feel good about where Johnny is, but it was an opportunity for us to add Austin, and that was really the only way we could do it.
Mike, was Johnny able to throw throughout practice today?
Yeah, he was.
Is running back... I guess not as easy, but an easier position to just step in midweek and be ready for a game than some others might be?
Yeah, that's a lot of it depends on what are you doing, what's your offense, and how much are you going to ask that? Are you going to ask a guy to come in and be an emergency backup and be a core teamer? Or are you going to ask him to come in and take a role on first and second down? Or are you asking him to come in and learn pass protection? So I think it's more from what you put on that player's plate. You could make it very easy, or you could ask a lot.
Like, you, big picture, you have a GM who suspended. You just suspended an offensive line coach for what is called serious allegations. There's uncertainty about two important positions, running back and quarterback, with injuries. We also have traded a third round pick yesterday. Can you address the big picture feel for the team that you have right now?
My focus is on the New York Jets. That's we're in a game week. Our goal is to go 1-0. I don't have time to sit here and reflect on the big picture. Our focus is very narrow.
How do you feel about the running game you have now with the guys you have?
Isaiah Crowell, I think, proved last year that he is a legitimate back in this league. We feel very good about where Duke is. And our offensive line, we've worked on a lot of things in this preseason, and our tight ends, and understand when we get in a game plan mode that we're going to be able to do some things schematically and very confident in that group. So I know that it's easy to beat up the run game based on the preseason. So like I said, internally we're confident, and we'll just have to wait and see.
Mike, was there any debate over keeping Dan Lewis versus going after Austin Davis? What are the merits of Davis versus a guy who's been in your system?
I think we have a good sense of who Thad is. And like I said, Austin's been a guy that there's been some intrigue with, that his name has come up before. And the opportunity presented itself to bring him here. So we took advantage of it.
Was that intrigue go back to last year?
Yes.
Using your one designated to return IR spot on a backup corner as opposed to maybe waiting and see if somebody else gets hurt?
Well, I think there's risk anytime you're involved, but when you want to be in a situation where he's not going to be available for a long period of time, and I think Charles played well enough for us in the preseason and demonstrated that he's going to be a part of what we do. When you looked at roster moves to ensure that you keep all the guys and don't expose players that you want to the wire, we felt that was the best move for the organization.
Mike, are you confident that your offensive line, that this won't be a distraction for them, that they'll be moving forward?
Yeah, like I said, there's strong leadership in that room. They'll be fine.
Why wasn't Vince Mealy brought back on the practice squad?
We talked to Vince about coming back, and there was some uncertainty on his part. So right now I'm not sure exactly where he is with it, but I know he did have some other options.
Can you say right now, is Johnny good to go for Sunday, or is that to be determined?
I would say that's TBD, but I think I can safely say that he's on track, barring a setback. Yeah, I mean, it was something that we've talked about in here at length, that it was, I think the phrase leap of faith was used, and I agreed with that, that spot is largely because of his potential. But it's, as the season goes on, I mean, it's, sooner than later that's going to have to translate, that he's going to have to be a productive member of this team. So that's, you walk that fine line between, hey, we think this guy can do it, but you're, as we all know, the NFL is a win now business, and we need our players to be productive. So it's all that weighed into the decision.
Mike, going back to Mealy and just cutting a fourth round pick who's a rookie, is that hard to do? And why?
It was difficult, but at the same time, it also speaks to the depth in that room that Gabe really stepped up and had a great offseason for us, that Hawk is who he is, and to add a Hartline, and to me he's been better than what we thought we were getting when he came in. We didn't know that Travis, I think, was going to bounce back the way he did and be in the discussion to be our top guy. When we signed Dwayne, unfortunately we didn't get a good look at him just because of the because of his injuries, and then you really weighing it. You got Marlon Moore that's essentially a core teamer first and a wide receiver second, but it's still worthy of a roster spot given how we feel we're going to have to play this year. And given Andy Lee, that having him and Batty on the roster were two important pieces for us. So when you weigh all that in, it comes down to, we have our position minimums, as I've talked about. And then you look at that pool of players. We were hopeful to... It was a tough decision. We were hopeful to get Vince to the practice squad, I would say there's still a possibility of that down the road.
That's the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine. When we return, let's take some more calls, 216-578-0850. Tomorrow we'll really get into the Jets and start to look at that matchup for your Cleveland Browns as well as this week progresses. Week one finally here in the National Football League. Joe Thomas still to come on CBD. And your calls, 216-578-0850.